WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCS Regional Association of Realtors, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 3 days after the election, the Research Valley Partnership Committee promoting additional workforce education is still counting petition signatures who support asking Brazos County voters to create a new college funded by property taxes.
Committee co-chairman Ivan Olson says it will take a few days to finish counting because not all the petitions have been returned. Olson says they have easily several thousand signatures. He also emphasized it's one of several options being considered, including partnering with Blinn College. The City of Bryan's annual financial contribution to the RVP, $350,000, was approved on election night by the City Council on a 4-3 vote. Mike Sutherland wanted to postpone the vote until he could question the committee.
They're spending our money against us, and I think that until we find out what they're doing and why they're doing it, we don't need to give them any more of our money.
Mayor Jason Bianski, who was part of the majority vote, told Sutherland he was not opposed to a separate workshop.
We can bring him into a future workshop to answer questions, but I wouldn't postpone their overall budget and funding because you have a concern with one small aspect of what they do to provide. That's not fair.
Well, no, it's not a one small aspect right now. It's a pretty major aspect of what they're doing. I mean, they're disturbing the whole town.
Meantime, Election Day results will create a near unanimous support of the RVP committee's work on the Bryan City Council. In addition to the election of Mayor Andrew Nelson, who co-chairs the RVP committee with Olson, proponents also include two newly elected councilmen. Prentice Madison said on election night, residents in single-member District 2 are looking forward to having more jobs.
They're looking forward to the skills training vocational school that some of the citizens are fighting for. Those are really pluses for the city of Bryan.
And Ruben Marin, who will represent single-member District 1, says a vocational school is the number one thing on his list to recruit businesses to Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council's decision to ban parking on already congested residential streets behind the fire station at University and Tarot also led to an interest in creating city-issued parking permits for residents who live in that neighborhood and similar areas around town. City Manager Kelly Templin warned the council it's not a perfect fix.
We just don't want this swirling. If we can make a beeline between...
In here, let me get you that Kelly Templin audio.
I have extensive experience in another college town that after 3 years rescinded said parking because of the public protest because we hauled away parents and, you know, on Thanksgiving Day. And it's going to require the hiring of many, many more police officers and an administrative process for issuing those.
The council told affected homeowners surrounded by Aggie Shack student housing to contact staff about creating a protection district to prevent future construction. Most of yesterday's meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents was about a proposal to merge its campuses in Kingsville and Corpus Christi. Regent Elaine Mendoza of San Antonio wanted what she described as a trigger event to further study the proposal.
We just don't want this swirling. If we can make a beeline between there and here, regardless if the beeline takes 3 years or 5 years, but to begin in earnest the process of further investigating this.
The Regents gave no direction following a more than 1 hour long discussion. Any merger would require approval of the legislature and accrediting agencies. Those attending today's Veterans Day program at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial will include a group of descendants of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, which took place 75 years ago next month.
It's probably one of the best kept secrets, not only in Texas, but I'd say the United States.
The description of the local memorial is from Rick Lawrence, who is with the Houston area chapter of the group Sons and Daughters Pearl Harbor Survivors. Today's program starts at 5 at Veterans Park. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 57 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. We'll take one more look at news about 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors with the BCS Association of Realtors, Brazos Valley Realtors, investing their time, their efforts, and their energy in this community. Visit bcsrealtor.com to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
In today's world, everyone needs internet. Parents use the internet for banking, shopping, email, planning the next trip to the Magic Kingdom, or one of the great state parks in Texas. Kids and teens need the internet for homework, the latest video game, and listening to their favorite radio station. The professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage available in the city or country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV with packages starting as low as $39.99 per month. If you are looking for high-speed internet and great television programming with local professional installation at the best possible prices, call Starfire today. Go ahead, make the comparison to your current cable and internet bill and give Starfire a call today. 979-776-2215. That's 979-776-2215. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire.
810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Veterans Day starts out with clouds and perhaps a shower or two in a few spots. As the day goes on, though, we'll start to break into some sunshine. Temperatures today will make their way up to about 70 to 75. We're going to be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be down to about 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partial sun, 70 to 75. Clouds and 50 to 55 tomorrow night. Clouds will give way to sunshine on Sunday. The highs on Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. We've been talking to Tom's at the Med. Hey, Tom.
Hey, I'm at the Med.
It's Tom at the Med.
Everything's fine.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. So now we've had people who said, we were talking about it, celebrities who are going to leave the country.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go to Canada, okay?
Sure they are.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, and the thing is, all we do is we hear about the celebrities. There may be other people who live here in Bryan College Station who are deciding that they want to go to Canada.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah?
Well, I mean...
For good or just to
yeah,
visit?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think because they're so distraught. Yeah.
Well, for 4 years at least.
Yeah, they're right. So distraught over that. So here's the deal is you get in your car and you head north, and you get on Highway 21 and then go east, and that'll get you over to Madisonville, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And once you get to Madisonville, then you're on the interstate, okay? That's Interstate
right.
45, and you take Interstate 45, and that'll take you up through the Metroplex, okay?
Uh-huh.
And once you get there, then they're going to tell you to get over to I-224 that will get you to Tulsa. And the reason I'm going to take you to Tulsa is because after that, there's this weather guy in Tulsa who's going to give you the rest of the directions.
Let's make a special request. I know a lot of people said that if their candidate lost the election, they'd be moving to Canada. Not sure why, but that was some of the folks' promises out there. So let me give you the quickest and directest route to Canada from Tulsa. You'd leave out of Tulsa here. You take Highway 75 northbound, okay, 75 northbound up through Kansas, past Kansas City. When you get into Omaha, watch for that junction for Interstate 29, because then you want to take I-29 out of Omaha, Nebraska, right here. You want to take Interstate 29. That'll get you up through Sioux Falls, South Dakota, then up into North Dakota, and literally I-29 will go to the Canadian border.
Nice.
Now, they're laughing at me. Now, when you get to Canada, this is serious stuff. When you get to Canada, you're going to hit the border here. Make sure you've got either your card or your passport, okay, to get into Canada now. Then you're going to get back on what is known as Highway 75 in Canada, or it's actually the Lord Selkin Highway. If you move into Canada, you're going to need to know this. Lord Selkin Highway.
Got
okay?
It. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you take the Lord Selkin Highway up into Winnipeg. They do not have a hockey team. Yeah, they do. They've got the Jets again in Winnipeg, so you can go watch some hockey.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we got you there. If
and
you want to leave.
It's cold, y'all. It's cold, y'all.
Yeah.
It's real cold up there this time of year.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Chelsea, because I spent a little time up there, and I've made that trip from Omaha to South Sioux City. And, you want to hustle and get on the road because you don't want to make that drive in December.
It's snow season.
Yeah, what are all those celebrities going to do who are used to, 70-degree weather all year long?
Well, and it says if you leave right now, leave right now while traffic is kind of down, now know that there's going to be some tollways there, but we're looking at 21 hours and 16 minutes to Winnipeg.
Hey.
All right, so just make your plans. You may miss some football games. You may miss some time with family, but you can make it in 21 hours and 16 minutes.
But you won't live in this horrible country
That's
anymore.
Exactly right. So there, you'll
and
have that
once
going.
You, and once all of you get up there,
yeah.
President Trump's going to build a wall up.
That's right. So there. It may be made out of logs, but he'll do that.
I heard they're thinking about building a wall to keep Americans out of there.
Well, yeah, I could certainly understand
that's right.
That. Anyway, you're at the Med because we're doing this deal because the Ronald McDonald House Charities is wanting to expand their footprint here in Bryan College Station. They've been here for a while, and they want to do more.
They have been here. They've been around for forever.
Sure.
And they've been here for a while, and just like you say, they want to expand their footprint. And they've already done that. There is a Ronald McDonald's family room over in Bryan. There's going to be one here in the Med. They're going to start construction of it in January, and it'll be done by the spring. And we're here for all of that, to help Ronald McDonald Charities do what they do. And every dollar that is donated by you calling the number 877-335-KIDS stays here to help families in the Brazos Valley, help families whose kids are in the hospital for whatever reason. Now, most of them who have been served so far in 2016 are babies, premature babies, parents, moms, dads, families of premature babies, about 60%. 40% are not. 40% are trauma patients, families of trauma patients, and it serves families of kids. We say kids, but it can be 21 years old or under. The Cares for Kids Radiothon is what we're all about. Call the number. It's presented, by the way, by Caldwell Country Chevrolet. We certainly thank them. The phone number is 877-335-KIDS, 877-335-KIDS. Give us a call. Donate. You'll feel good because it's keeping families together. That's what it's all about, the Radiothon, keeping families close. Okay? There
Got
you go.
It.
Give us a call.
All right, 816. And, you know, it's not my intent to be wall-to-wall Tom Turbyville today. Tom doesn't mind.
Well, why not?
What? We're not going to have a Bravo Brazos Valley this morning, simply because we do. We have a lot of things to do. We have the mayor-elect from College Station. He'll be visiting with us in a little while as well. But I did want to take a few minutes to play something that Tom produced years ago. It's been about 17 years ago. Is that about right?
About 2000,
yeah,
something
that,
like that.
That we did, he produced What is a Vet? We play it two times a year, no matter what. We play it on Memorial Day, and we play it on Veterans Day, and that's coming up in just a minute.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advanced. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
For 12 years on Bravo Brazos Valley, I recited What is a Vet twice a year. I was first shown this by our friend Chris Moutre of the Bryan Police Department. It was written by the late Marine Father Dennis Edward O'Brien. Some veterans bear visible signs of their service, a missing limb, a jagged scar, a certain look in the eye. Others may carry the evidence inside them, a pin holding a bone together, a piece of shrapnel in the leg, or perhaps another sort of inner steel. The soul's ally forged in the refinery of adversity. Except in parades, however, the men and women who have kept America safe wear no badge or emblem. You can't tell a vet just by looking. What is a vet? He is the cop on the beat who spent 6 months in Saudi Arabia sweating 2 gallons a day, making sure the armored personnel carriers did not run out of fuel. He's the barroom loudmouth, dumber than 5 wooden planks, whose overgrown frat boy behavior is outweighed 100 times in the cosmic scales by the 4 hours of exquisite bravery near the 38th parallel. She or he is the nurse who fought against futility and went to sleep sobbing every night for 2 solid years in Da Nang. He's the POW who went away one person and came back another, or didn't come back at all. He's the Quantico drill instructor who has never seen combat, but has saved countless lives by turning slouchy, no-account rednecks and gang members into Marines and teaching them to watch each other's back. He's the parade-riding legionnaire who pins on his ribbons and medals with a prosthetic hand. He is the career quartermaster who watches the ribbons and the medals pass him by. He's the 3 anonymous heroes in the Tomb of the Unknowns, whose presence at the Arlington National Cemetery must forever preserve the memory of all the anonymous heroes whose valor dies unrecognized with them on the battlefield or in the ocean sunless deep. He's the old guy bagging groceries at the supermarket, palsied now, aggravatingly slow, who helped liberate a Nazi death camp, and who wishes all day long that his wife were still alive to hold him when the nightmares come. He's an ordinary and yet an extraordinary human being, a person who offered some of his life's most vital years in the service of his country, and who sacrificed his ambitions so others would not have to sacrifice theirs. He's a soldier and a savior and a sword against the darkness, and he is nothing more than the finest, greatest testimony on behalf of the finest, greatest nation ever known. So remember, each time you see someone who has served our country, just lean over and say, thank you. That's all most people need. And in most cases, it will mean more than any medals that they could have been awarded or were awarded. Two little words mean a lot. Thank you. For it is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to demonstrate. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag. What is a vet? Father Dennis Edward O'Brien.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Call the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley, from where to go to take in our extensive art scene or where to go for a vigorous workout. This magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. Advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Kim Gamando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update, and one final thought about the presidential election and social media. Regardless of who you supported, there's one thing to which we all agree. The pollsters missed Donald Trump's election by a long shot. The most disingenuous and ridiculous thing I've heard comes from some of the pollsters themselves. They're claiming that the data let them down, and that's simply not true, to a certain degree. They deluded themselves by interpreting data to give them the outcome they wanted. But the most startling thing I've seen proves that all the clues to a Trump win were right in front of our eyes. Trump accounted for a whopping 55% of all Google searches in the last 3 days leading up to the election. People were searching the candidates for a reason. The data was, and still is, public for all to see. Yet every major pollster ignored it. The data didn't fail. The pollsters did. All your tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
This year, cyber criminals have attacked millions. It's happened to major hospitals, ordinary folks, even police departments. Ransomware encrypts and locks all of your computer's files, and then cyber criminals demand a ransom. The key to stop it? Keep cyber criminals out of your computer. Kaspersky Lab gives you the power to protect. Kim Commando listeners get 50% off today. Learn more at Kaspersky.com. Use promo code Kim. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:26. It's 56 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. As part of a parking ban approved by the College Station City Council last night in one residential neighborhood, there was also support to look into issuing parking permits citywide for residents who live on congested streets. James Benham thanked Carl Mooney for the idea.
I think that I would actually be a potentially incredible solution to this, because it would allow you to receive a fixed number of tags for your home, and you'd have specific zones of parking that would just be for permanent residents, and that would allow our officers to go through and ticket every single person that didn't have a resident tag that was in those spots.
The council majority was also warned it would take additional money for enforcement and possible legal changes. The parking ban approved last night are on several streets behind the fire station at University in Taro. Volunteers of a committee of the Research Valley Partnership who were outside Brazos County voting sites on Election Day collected enough petition signatures that they're still counting. The petition calls for an election to create a new college funded by property taxes.
Committee co-chairman Ivan Olson says they easily have several thousand signatures, but not all petitions have been returned, so the counting will continue for a few days. Olson again emphasized this is one of several options being considered, including a partnership with Blinn College. On election night, the Bryan City Council had a split vote on approving its annual support to the RVP. Mike Sutherland, a supporter of Blinn, was one of three members who wanted to postpone making the decision to give the Economic Development Agency $350,000.
They need to come to us and tell us what they're doing and why they're doing it.
City Manager Keene Register was not opposed to having the committee meeting the council to discuss their plans behind closed doors.
Certainly don't mind asking the committee members of the RVP to come in and brief council in executive session, tell you exactly what they're doing. And I think once we do that you will see that this is what council's directed us to do over the past probably 2 years that we've been talking about it.
The RVP committee was also brought up on election night by three newly elected members of the Bryan Council. Ruben Marin, who will represent single member District 1, says a new vocational school is one way to entice businesses to locate in Bryan.
Number one on the list is our vocational school. I think it's going to be huge for the west side of Bryan, for the city of Bryan as a whole. And we're so excited about that.
Prentice Madison will represent single-member District 2, says residents are looking forward to the opportunities and new jobs the vocational school is supposed to generate. And Bryan's new mayor, Andrew Nelson, co-chairs the RVP committee. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas A&M System Board of Regents is considering a merger of its campuses in Corpus Christi and Kingsville. During yesterday's discussion in College Station, Chairman Cliff Thomas of Victoria told member Judy Morgan of Texarkana they were not considering a motion on the proposal from the chancellor and administrators from both campuses.
Down the road, if we do something, we'll.
Would that satisfy the other three regions that have been talking?
I don't know.
Okay.
Any merger would require approval from the legislature and accrediting agencies. Next month marks the 75th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor bombing. A group of children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren of those who were at Pearl Harbor will be at today's Veterans Day program at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial.
Now, I've been to memorials all over the United States, especially in Washington, D.C., and I would say this one ranks up there with the best of them.
The description of the local memorial is from Rick Lawrence, who represents the group Sons and Daughters Pearl Harbor Survivors in the Houston area. Today's program starts at 5 at Veterans Park. WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 56 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Well, let's have a look at the weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Some moisture from the Gulf of Mexico moving across the area this morning. That'll result in some cloudiness and perhaps a shower or two. Then we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine move in. Temperatures 70 to 75 today. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high somewhere between 70 and 75. Sunshine will continue into the day on Sunday. Highs will be 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 8:32. Let's head out to the Med. Tom Turbeville is there.
Yeah, you need to shape up, Scott, because we've got the boss, the CEO of the Med here.
All right.
So
I'm standing up straight.
When you retire and become a candy striper, she's going to be making the decision.
All right. I'll hit a brace right now. Okay.
Okay. There you go. America Farrell is with us, and she is the brand new, congratulations, CEO here at the Med. Actually, that was just announced a little bit more ago of America. And your background, first off, you're married to an Aggie, right?
Right. Good morning, Tom. Yes.
That's right. You're married to an Aggie, so everybody likes you already.
I guess we talk about that first thing, right?
Yeah, being married to an Aggie, that's good. You have a background, obviously, in healthcare that goes back a long way. You've been in San Angelo. You've been in Tomball, Victoria, even in Arkansas. But now, after a brief stint as the COO, you're now the CEO of the Med. And let's get right to it as far as Ronald McDonald Charities is concerned and family rooms, because come January, they're going to start knocking down these walls where the admin used to be, and come about next spring, we're going to have a family room right here in the Med. We know how that affects families of the folks that are in the hospital, of the kids that are in the hospital. But from an administrative standpoint, for the doctors, for the nurses here at the hospital, how does something like that benefit them?
Well, it benefits them in several ways. First of all, we're going to actually have two family rooms.
Right, here. Right. Two bedrooms, right.
Mm-hmm. Two bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And the way that benefits the doctors and nurses and even administration is that it keeps our families close. In the same way that families want information from us as to what's going on, mm-hmm. close proximity is key. But there's also things we want from them. So if there's a change in the status, for example, of their child, or if a physician wants to find them quickly and give them updates, it's a benefit to us because they're very close by. And so it really facilitates quick, easy communication and provides for better continuity of care for their child.
Obviously, in the places that you've been, I'm sure that there has you have been associated with Ronald McDonald Houses, Ronald McDonald Charities, and that situation. When you came here as a COO not too long ago, I guess you were excited to know that there was actually going to be a room here at this hospital.
I was so excited to hear this. The work that the Ronald McDonald Foundation does to provide these rooms is invaluable to patients and families. And as you probably know, Ronald McDonald House typically serves young children, very young children, and infants. But our Ronald McDonald House here is going to serve children, I put that loosely in quotes, up to 21 years of age, and will also encompass all of our college student population up to that age, so that if anything were to happen, there's a place for out-of-town parents to be close to their children. And we're really excited about expanding that coverage.
There's no doubt that it's a stressful time for all families when their kids are in the hospital. I think of times that they're in the waiting room or they're in the actual patient room with their kids, and a friend comes by and says, oh, you look exhausted. Why don't you go home and get some rest? Well, those parents don't want to go home. Yeah, they're exhausted, but they don't want to go home. Their kids are right there.
Right.
And just the idea that they can go and just breathe somewhere, just rest somewhere, take a quick nap somewhere, not to mention spend overnight just an elevator or ride away from where their kids are, that's just invaluable to them.
Absolutely. And also don't forget, they want to take a shower.
Right.
Too.
Exactly.
And nobody wants to leave their loved one in the hospital. And so we're so excited to be able to provide this service for our families.
America Farrell is the new CEO here at the Med, and she, like us, wants you to pick up the phone right now and call 877-335-KIDS, 877-335-KIDS, or you can go to WTAW.com, and you can pledge online or just bring your donation by the hospital right here at the Med. We'll be glad to take your money. Please do that. America, congratulations on your new position here at the Med. I know a lot of people here are excited to have you here, and thank you very much for visiting with us, and to your Aggie husband, too.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's been a pleasure to be with you, and I'll come back anytime.
All right. Scott, that's America Farrell. She is the CEO here at the Med.
Good. Thanks for the time. Let's have our turn our attention to the City of College Station. They did everything I could to get Jay Sokol to text me yesterday while he was driving, and he wouldn't do it. He didn't fall for it.
No, I did not.
Yeah. I mean, I asked him if he had time to talk, and he sends me a one-letter answer.
While at a stoplight.
Yeah, as in yes, okay.
Yeah.
Are your headphones not working?
Nope.
Okay. How about that? Are they working now? Hear anything now? No? Great. Well, you said, what kind of a radio station are you sending me to? I'm the mayor-elect in the City of College Station. I got headphones that don't work. I mean, how does that work? So now here's your official introduction as the mayor-elect from Jay Sokol. Yeah, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, your College Station mayor-elect, Carl Moody.
So don't you wish you were getting paid by the hour? What happened last night? Yeah, y'all went forever.
Yeah, that kind of dragged on a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, of course, you're talking about taking money out of people's pockets. They don't like that very much. Let's kind of quickly give people an idea of we've got an impact fee and we've got a maintenance fee. So let's talk first about the maintenance fee because that's everybody.
Sure. Yeah, the roadway maintenance, you're looking at $10 a month tacked on to basically your utility bill. You know, when we take a look at everybody who uses our roads and the way we have our residential units set up here in town, 60% of those residential units are rentals. The good thing, I think, about the roadway maintenance fee is that everybody now shares in the maintenance of our roadways. And we know that that's an area where we've fallen terribly behind. It gives us a chance to gradually catch up. Who knows if we'll keep it on the books for years and years and years, or at some point in time do we say, hey, we got to where we need to be and we've made some other changes perhaps down the
okay, defend a price point for me, because as I understand it, it's about $7.80 for a house, but it's $6 and something for an apartment unit. Well, if you got four guys living there, the cost per person of people who are using that road just as much is way down. How did we get to that $6 price point?
Yeah, the staff did some analysis and presented it to council and determined that the levels of use, the distances being driven, that sort of thing. I mean, for example, take a look where a lot of our apartments are located.
Sure.
They're within a mile or two of campus. Yet you take a look at our single-family homes, you go out to Pebble, you go out to Castlegate. All right, we're talking about some considerable distances now. So I think it's just commensurate with use. And I applaud them for that. Plus, you know, think about that the students there, too. I mean, you know, you're talking about students and the resources that they have. I grant you that some of them, their parents are paying
to drive better cars than I do.
And
yeah.
Some of them do. But the main thing is this comes out to the most equitable way for folks to share their roadway use in the city.
All right, now let's turn now to the impact fee, something that will be coming for new construction. Builders will pay that when they pull the permit, then that will be rolled into the cost of the house.
It will. If there's a good side to that is because it gets rolled into the cost of the house, at least when folks end up itemizing their income tax and such, they'll be able to declare that, you know, as part of their costs for the year.
Okay, now my concern is the presentation I heard was based on prices of materials from September of 2015.
Yeah, yeah, 2015, of course, you know, here we are almost at the end of 2016. Now, particularly on the roadway impact fee, that really doesn't kick in. There's no real charges until we get to another year, the next year, 2017. And so basically you've got a hiatus of a year. And I think, as you probably heard last night, that there was a third option that wasn't presented. And I actually made a motion to have that third option brought forward. But I think there was some kind of a sense of, let's get this thing passed on the books and then let's tweak it, since we do have that one-year hiatus. And I fully expect we're going to ask the builders to come back. We're going to ask Mr. Harmon to give us another look at this, because the option that he brought up and that I had done some study on, as you know and others who have heard me speak, of the different ways of using asphalt and concrete so that you reduce your overall costs. Also, we know asphalt is quieter. But asphalt moves a little bit. And so if you put it at on your major collectors, particularly where you've got stop-and-go traffic or heavy traffic, it's going to budge. We don't notice it, but it does.
Well, but likewise, and you can, having driven Cavett for years, there's nothing worse than a concrete road that's got a problem.
Exactly, exactly. And concrete roads, as I talk to folks who are advocates for concrete roads, one of the concessions they make is it's more difficult to repair a concrete road, particularly when you have curbs and gutters, because concrete changes in its shape and depending upon the weather.
Well, and in Bryan, look at Sulphur Springs, look at Brookside. They had to do that. I mean, that shuts traffic down. It is a problem. Let's move on, because you did cover a lot of stuff. And the next thing that I want to talk about is the idea of parking permits in the city.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that was something that we've tried so many different things. You try shutting down parking on one side of the street for safety reasons, which absolutely in our older neighborhoods, even some of our newer neighborhoods, where you've got narrow streets, and if you've got a number of vehicles, no matter who's living there or renting there, if you've got vehicles on both sides of the street and you try to come down that road and an emergency apparatus can't get there, you're in trouble. Good example over in Crystal, in Dove Landing over there, Crystal Dove.
Okay,
we had a fire.
That's off Barron Road, so folks know, right?
Yes, exactly. We had a fire there a couple of years ago at 9:26, and of course I got the alert, and I wake up, and unfortunately they had put down the number next door. Well, that's where my daughter lived.
Oh.
All right, so you can imagine, I sprung to action and everything, and I'm frantically trying to call her. Well, the whole reason that place burned down, all right, was the apparatus couldn't get to it.
Mm.
All right, and there were vehicles too far down the road that were blocking, because you've got a 27-foot-wide street, you've got a 13-foot-wide fire truck, all right, and you've got pickup trucks on both sides. And so now there's only one side of the street parking in that neighborhood. But that said, to get to your point about the permits, that's something that I know you travel a bit, I do as well. And I've noticed that in some of the more congested areas, in some college towns, some have tried this successfully, others not so successfully, as Kelly Templin brought out.
Mm-hmm.
But they give permits to the individuals who are actually the renters. So, four unrelateds, right? A permit goes to each one of those four unrelateds. Could there be a system whereby if you have guests or visitors that you get a temporary pass that you lay on your dash or something like that? Yeah, there could. And in other cities, that's exactly what they do. Game day weekends, for example. And yeah, sometimes you're going to have some congestion. But on the night after night after night, particularly in some of our older neighborhoods, like the College Heights neighborhood that we were talking about last night, where we've got some elderly folks who can't park in front or even close to their homes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to start exploring different things. We know what we've tried isn't working.
Yeah. Try to drive down Grove or Fidelity or those streets over there across basically from Olson Field.
Exactly.
It's impossible. Well, again, we're short on time, but I know there might be some other things that you'd like to mention, so I want to give you an opportunity.
Well, you know, kind of along with what's been going on, I promised our folks as I was running that I would be getting very aggressive about reestablishing our neighborhood watch programs. We've had just too much going on as far as break-ins and vehicles and burglaries and that sort of thing. And it comes down to, do you know your neighbor? Do you know the vehicles that come up and down your street? And what tools do you have to be able to do that? And let's make it clear to folks. I mean, you know and I know we could go into some towns and at one point in College Station in some neighborhoods as well. And you see that neighborhood watch sign. That's a warning.
Mm-hmm.
That says, don't come into our neighborhood and try to steal anything from us or damage our property because we're watching and we're vigilant. And I'd like to help our police get to that point. We need to increase the number of police we have on patrol. But this is where we as a city can rise up and make folks know that College Station is a safe town.
Carl Mooney, the mayor-elect, welcome to your fire hose that you'll be drinking from. Thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, thank you.
What else you got?
Just a reminder of our Veterans Day ceremony at Veterans Park and Athletic Complex. The ceremony starts at 5 o'clock. We'll have a showing of a movie afterwards under the American Pavilion. The movie is Max, but all of the schedule and the details are available at cstx.gov.
There you go. That's our visit with the folks from College Station. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Reichen Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Reichen has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Reichen Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 13 till. So, Chelsea, Brad, how was your situation at the Med yesterday? Because y'all spent some time over there.
Yeah, it was
great. Yeah.
And you got, of course, Brad, you didn't get fed, right? Chelsea got lunch.
I did, actually. They brought me some lunch. I had already eaten lunch, but I ate it for dinner later, so it was great.
And we got an entire cookie cake delivered to us.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And it's still here.
It's not. It is gone.
I'm sorry. Well, this is just a cookie then. It's about 90% still here.
Big cookie from Great American Cookies.
I think the one you're thinking of that's gone is the Candy 95 one that's in the break room.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we've got a WTAW.
Yeah, there's an actual
here.
WTAW.
Yeah.
And you all did get your kolaches and donuts from Shipley's this morning.
No, I haven't gotten a kolache or a donut. No. But I've been in my control room.
Huh? I guess that was just me.
Oh.
Thanks to the Shipley's over there near Tower Point.
As soon as I get a break, I'm calling your wife at the house and saying, listen, he's getting a lot of food. He's not bringing any of it home to you. He's eating it up there.
Actually,
so,
it's already all gone.
Yeah,
it was shared by the folks here at the Med.
Oh, all right. There you go, Judy. Yes. He's bringing nothing home to you. I just want to let you know. First, you have to be married to him and live with him, and now he's not even bringing you food.
I know. Life's tough.
That's all right. Hey, listen, we do. Yeah. We have a few more minutes. 877-335-KIDS, or you can go online at WTAW.com and make a part of this happen. Of keeping families close. It really is an important thing.
Right. We've got the family room already over there at St. Joe, and it's coming here to the Med in the spring of next year. And people have asked, well, what about a Ronald McDonald House? Well, it is the hope that someday a Ronald McDonald House will be built in this area. Because listen to this. Since Ronald McDonald House Charities expanded to the Brazos Valley in 2013, just about 2.5 years ago, 124 families from the Brazos Valley have stayed in the Ronald McDonald House next to Dell Children's in Austin. That's a 30-square-foot Ronald McDonald House. So if you don't think that it gets used by people right here in the Brazos Valley, it does. What we do have here, like we said, is the family room, which is over at St. Joseph, and one is coming here to the Med, and hopefully someday there'll be one at Scott and White, too, so we'll be all full of family rooms here. But the Happy Meals cart is in all three hospitals that serves all of the families with kids in the hospital, and Ronald McDonald House Charities wants you to call and donate. The phone number, again, 1-877-355-KIDS. And give us a call and donate. Y'all have been very generous so far, and do it. Help them do the things that they do, and that is to help families who are in really, really, really stressful situations with their kids in the hospital, kids from 21 years old or younger. So give us a call. You'll feel good about yourself because you're keeping families close. That's what you're doing.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum. Redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest-growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I played this already once by mistake today. The intro for Ben. So we go.
He's the boss.
You can't play it too many times.
Really?
One more time.
One more time.
Mr. Ben Downs.
Well, yeah.
I really did.
Ben, Tom, Ben, how are y'all?
Oh, I was over there.
I know you were yesterday.
He had the good cinnamon rolls.
See?
Oh, my gosh.
See?
I had one cold, and it was still amazing.
I know.
And what do we have here for us?
I brought you donuts today.
Oh, did you? Okay. Well,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I took a full head of steam out of that
really.
Complaint.
Yeah, you did.
So Mrs. Downs and Sophie Downs went over and bought donuts this morning.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Awesome.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to talk about individual contributions, and we're not supposed to talk about total dollars.
But we're going to, right?
Well, I was able to power my way through the many different options of passwords on the screen they gave me, and I found one that worked.
So
it's going. I'm not going to actually do that because it might hurt their feelings.
Okay.
But the radiothon's going well.
Okay,
it looks we're definitely on track to hit the goals that they had set for us for our first year. So we're feeling pretty good about that.
One of our
salespeople.
Yeah,
gave us $1,500 today.
I saw that.
Wow.
And I That's true.
Go ahead, give him credit. If you do it, Tom, it's okay because you
don't work here.
You mean like name a name?
Yeah, sure.
Because I can do that.
Well, the company, yeah, he wants the company. It's Willis Brothers Construction. Willis Brothers Construction.
Yeah, Willis Brothers Construction. And again, that's right. One of their employees works for us.
one of the Willis brothers? Is that what it was?
Who?
One of the Willis brothers.
Who's Willis?
Yeah.
Wait, there's a Willis that works here? Yeah. What?
He's not here a lot.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, but again, he does have the day job. And everything,
we got that. And you know, Chelsea shared her story from last hour when actually her parents used a Ronald McDonald House in Galveston. And, you know, we talk about quality of life being places to go and things to do, but having something like this is a quality of life in our city as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we want to try to expand the footprint that the Ronald McDonald House Charities has here.
I don't know how we would ever be able to do when, say for example, you need to be with your kid on a football weekend. You're not going to do it unless you have something like this set up.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
There's no room in the inn, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna say even if expense isn't the issue, just the availability.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it gives you a major thing to not have to worry about. You can concentrate on being close to that one who's in the hospital.
Well, and you're close. You're right down the hallway versus having to make the drive and get there, or have to worry about going back and forth from hotel to hospital.
Right. Yeah. One thing I learned yesterday that was really cool is that Ronald McDonald House Charities serves children up to age 21, which includes college students. You know,
well,
I mean, that's
the
here
first
in town.
The first patient they ever had, the first family they helped in the Brazos Valley was a college student who didn't even go to Texas A&M or Blinn. He was driving back to Baylor and was in the area and got in a car accident, and his family was able to use the family room when he was in the hospital here.
It's amazing. That's exactly what it's designed to do. And again, we're expanding the footprint here for the Ronald McDonald House Charities.
And Byron Broadcasting, God bless us, everyone. We are at all three hospitals.
That's right.
Yep.
Candy 95 is at CHI St. Joe's. Peace 107 is at Scott and White. And Tom Turbinville back in the saddle again.
Back up early.
That's it. When they assigned the hospitals, he said, give me the one that's closest to a place where I can eat. and so they put him at the med, which is right down the street from McDonald's, so it worked out perfectly for him. Because, you know, he doesn't want to have to shuffle a long way, and actually they're bringing the food to him. So, you know,
you're right. I hadn't gotten my tail out of this chair, and I'm just fine.
Well, we're making it easy, too. It's 877-335-KIDS. You can go to WTAW.com, or if you really want to, you can actually go see these people, and you go, oh, I see where you're on the radio.
That's
in the lobbies of the different
hospitals. Yeah, we got tables and things. It's like a real radio station.
Is it? Right. Man, yeah, that's amazing.
You can come in, but just don't knock on the window because, you know, it gets me all.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrak Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28th, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's go to the phones. Hello.
Hey, I would just like to tell a personal note about the Ronald McDonald House. I spent some time with soldiers at Brook Army Hospital, staying with them at night so that their family could go across the street to the Ronald McDonald House. So it was a beautiful facility, really wonderful, and the families could kind of rest a little bit and I know that this room in these hospitals is for children, but it's going to be used for so many things.
That's it. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, Chelsea, I promised this. Here's the deal. Gwen Stefani is secretly grossed out by Blake Shelton because she's a vegan and he eats meat.
He's like good old Oklahoma boy.
It'll never last then.
Burgers and steaks.
He said he has to use breath mints and stuff to, so that she'll kiss him.
That's not never going to last.
Anyway, though, you know?
All right, okay.
Not enough breath mints in the world for that.
If he were to just cook bacon every now and again, he could cure her of that.
Yeah. Good point.
That's it. All right, Tom, thanks for sitting in for a couple of mornings. Really appreciate it.
Really enjoyed it.
WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 9 o'clock.